The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, dereliction is something we've covered on this show many times, and last week we heard from listeners about the blight of vacant premises on towns and cities all over the country. So, we sent our reporter Josh Crosby to one such area, and he joins me now in studio. Josh, where did you go?
Okay, so Pat, there's been a lot of talk about a United Ireland in recent days, and for generations we've heard how border counties have been neglected. So, I got in the car and I left Dublin and I headed up the M1 for just under an hour and landed in the town of Drogheda, County Louth, which is actually the largest town in Ireland. The town has seen many changes over the years, but one persistent and growing problem is dereliction. Now, it has to be said, look, Pat, there isn't a town in the country that hasn't been affected by vacant premises, derelict buildings. But in Drogheda, it's estimated there are more than 100 empty sites in the town centre alone. Now, you can imagine for the locals, this is a sad, dreary feature to have attached to your hometown. I find when I'm out and about reporting, when dereliction is peppered through busy streets and lively thoroughfares, it can go unnoticed. But in Drogheda, there's one area on Narrow West Street where there are up to 20 vacant premises, all clumped together with shutters down and boarded up windows. And this is right next to an empty shopping centre as well.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's a sad sight. And so that's really taken the life out of the part of the town. Let's take a listen to some of the locals to see how they feel about it. Firstly, I call into Hurley's Delicatessen on the street. We met with John, who runs it with his brother Francis. Now, John told me that when they moved in there, there were 20 businesses thriving on the street. And today, they are one of just four left.
When we took our shop on West Street, it was the only vacant shop on West Street in 1986. They were all full.
What's the secret to success? How have you managed to remain?
Well, I think it's because we're local and we're here all the time.
What's it like operating on a street where next door there's shrubs growing out the windows, there's broken windows?
It's so disappointing when you think of how busy, vibrant it was. I think that a lot has to be looked at over the shops if we got people back living on the street.
Will this deli be here for a long time to come?
Well, it'll be here for another few years anyway, definitely, no problem.
We're here in Narrow West Street and look at all the derelict buildings and there's no businesses. And I'm sure there's plenty overhead that it could be turned into apartments and rented out. Like, I have a daughter at home and she can't afford to buy a house.
There's nowhere for her to go in Drogheda?
No, because she can't afford a mortgage and there's no affordable housing.
Brian Browning, Publican in Drogheda since 1990. The main street here was famously known as the Quarter Golden Mile, no longer. So we're standing here in Narrow West Street, and if you look up, not just look at the ground level, if you actually look up, the dereliction on most of these buildings is an absolute disgrace. The council own a very big building on this street, and that hasn't been operating, and it's empty. It's now becoming a poster board. We've too many fast foods, we've too many pound shops, we've too many charity shops, we've too many betting shops. That's got to stop.
Looking around, it is busy. There are people about, but you three pubs, three businesses on the street, how does it affect business when you have so many other vacant buildings?
Well, what I'd say to you is, at the turn of this year, we're down about 10-15% on last year. Why is that? People are not coming into the town centre at night.
Now, some of the locals in Drogheda on the spate of dereliction in the town. Who else did you meet, Josh?
Okay, so you can hear it there, Pat. There's great frustration in the town about this. And the reality is, as the mother said in the clip, that the dereliction makes the thought of remaining in the area less attractive. Now, I've contacted Louth County Council to see if any measures or efforts are being made to make the area more attractive, but I'm yet to hear anything back. Now, there is movement on the ground by locals trying to highlight the issue. In a couple of weeks, on the 25th of April, there's a Revitalising Drogheda event taking place where campaign groups and housing experts are coming together to try and map out some plan or way of bringing these units back into use. I took a walk through the town with the two guys involved in this event, Dom Gradwell from the Derelict Drogheda Action Group and Bobby McCormick, who's the CEO of Development Perspectives. Dom says it's not only a local issue, but a national disgrace.
We're standing in, I suppose, what could be termed a bomb site because the levels of dereliction in the street, and we're just surrounded by empty buildings, derelict buildings, rundown sites. I travel quite a bit throughout the country and this is probably one of the most derelict streets in the whole country that
I
know.
You can see it, like there's windows broken, there's shrubs, trees growing on it.
Yeah, the roofs are gone off, buildings. It's just a scene of absolute and total neglect. It's one of the main access routes into town, so if you're a tourist and you come to Drogheda, one of the first streets you're going to walk down is Narrow West Street, and it just gives a terrible impression. At the beginning of 2023, I did a hashtag, if you like, 100 days of vacancy, where I took a different property on every single day for 100 days and itemised them, either vacant or derelict, and I got 100 properties. A colleague in Derelict Rota took it on then, and she went on for another 100 days. And even though there's some overlap, that would suggest that there are at least 130 vacant or derelict properties in the town. So
More than 100 vacant properties in Drogheda town?
Yeah, and that's in the space of about 3 kilometres, and that's not taken into, you know, the outer regions of the town.
So Bobby McCormick is my name, and I'm the CEO of Development Perspectives. So Development Perspectives is a local organisation, but we work nationally, and our mission is to try to tackle poverty, inequality, climate conflict through education. I think there's a distinct lack of leadership and imagination when it comes to Drogheda more generally, and the dereliction and housing end of things is very symbolic of that. The second thing is around values. We have a serious problem that's underpinning Drogheda more generally. We can see that with the state of the River Boyne. We've got a gangland feud in Drogheda. We've got lots of issues that are very interconnected, but I think symbolically the housing and dereliction end of things really signifies what's going on.
So you think the broken window effect from these run-down derelict buildings onto wider, more societal issues?
Completely. Drogheda's got a serious problem with income and wealth inequality. The public deprivation index from 2023 showed that. We've got very wealthy communities living cheek by jowl with, you know, communities that are really suffering. And I think that when we look at housing and we look at dereliction, what we're seeing is that people who own a lot of these places are letting them go into disrepair. And then on the other hand, we've got lots of people who are trying really hard to get into housing, get into accommodation, who can't afford to.
Bobby and Dom taking a walk through the streets of Drogheda. Now, we heard from some business owners at the start, Josh, but did you speak to anyone who's actually trying desperately to improve Drogheda?
I did, Pat. So we know Drogheda has recently been in the news for the loss of tourism accommodation at the D Hotel. There were protests there over the change of use of hotel beds into a facility for international protection applicants. So there's not only frustration about the shortage of housing linked to empty buildings, but now there's also that added factor where locals say they're losing business when beds are being removed. And when you look at the available housing stock and rental units in the town, I took a quick glance on daft.ie before coming on air here, and there are just 16 places to rent. And this is for the largest town in Ireland. But to get a business perspective, I popped into the Punt Bar, owned by Sarah Taff, who's a director with the Love Drogheda Business Improvement District and also volunteers with Fáilte Ireland on a task force with the local authorities. I started off by asking Sarah, what's business like at the moment?
Personally, our business is a vibrant business. It is very busy Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But unfortunately, that midweek trade that we had from tourists has now more or less disappeared because the largest hotel in the town is no longer accessible for tourism. It's had a serious knock-on effect for a lot of businesses, including retail, including the arts, including restaurants. The economic cost of that, we estimate it would be around £5.4 million per annum. That's only on the tourism spend. That does not take into account other businesses and their loss. It does not take into account the business closures, job losses. So really, economically, that figure would be a lot higher. We reckon it's probably closer to 11 or 12 million per annum.
The D Hotel is one, but like in terms of accommodation on a wider basis, there's obviously a big need.
Yeah, before the D Hotel closed, there was a serious lack of accommodation. It's something that we were working on. Obviously, we have numerous attractions to Drogheda and its surrounding area.
Loads of attractions, amenities on your doorstep, but when you have vacant derelict buildings, how does that affect the prosperity of the town?
For starters, it affects the look of the town. Obviously, a waste of accommodation, whether it be for locals to live in or to use as tourist accommodation. It's why are these buildings not being, I feel sometimes they're not being able to be turned into accommodation. There's planning issues around this. It's just not viably cost effective. If the facade of the town is pleasant to look at, it will draw businesses and it will certainly draw tourists. But what we don't have is a centre of town that's looking up to standard. It needs that regeneration. There has to be some sort of a plan put in place.
And that's the owner of the Punt Bar, director of the Love Drogheda Group, Sarah Taff. Now, it's not just a problem in County Louth, Josh. You've looked at some other black spots.
Yes, but it really is nationwide. I've done reports on this from Limerick, Roscommon, Tipperary, north, south, east and west. I'd be pretty sure every single person listening to this right now knows of a building in their locality that is lying idle. And look, it must be said, Every property will have different reasons for why it's left in the state that it is. It could be tied up in inheritance. There could be planning cost issues. But there's also speculation going on. Now, I contacted the Department of Housing to see what kind of action is being taken by the local authorities across the country. And the latest figures they have on enforcement of the derelict sites register and the levies imposed are from 2022. And they show that some councils didn't issue any levels at all throughout the year. Then, as expected, Dublin and Cork are the highest. But in Cork, €1.4 million was levied and just over 47,000 was received. One man who knows a lot more about dereliction than me is Dr. Frank O'Connor, who's a designer, artist and activist based in Cork. Himself and his partner Jude run the Anish agency, and they've been taking note of dereliction in Cork since 2018. But then in 2020, they kicked off the Derelict Ireland campaign, which has been highlighting sites right across Ireland. In Cork alone, they counted 700 vacant properties, all within 2 kilometres. They actually have an exhibition coming up which will feature some of this work. Frank starts off by telling me some of the worst black spots he gets sent into his campaign.
The first group to start sharing were Limerick, but then there was Waterford, it was Drogheda, it was Sligo, it was Galway, it was Mayo. It was every town and city, like you said, Josh. And I suppose some of the big black spots tend to be the cities and the towns. A lot of times people are saying dereliction, oh, that's in rural Ireland. It's an old farm cottage in the middle of nowhere. But what we were finding is there was a lot of dereliction right in the city centre or the town centre. So places where there was a huge demand potentially for homes.
Why does it tend to be some areas more than others? Like, is it down to the efforts of each local authority, or is it a multitude of different reasons?
If you take, I suppose, the role of the local authorities, Ireland is quite a small country, and what you have is each of the local authorities taking their own approach. Now, we've argued from the start, myself and Jude, there should be far more strategic joined up approach across the country. So some of the local authorities will not maybe apply the dereliction site register fully to their local area. So it was never fully taken seriously. So that's why the dereliction, I suppose, over time has creeped up. And another thing to remember as well, while vacancy isn't necessarily dereliction, vacancy is the gateway to dereliction. In a housing emergency, which we know we're in, we need to make sure all properties come back into use. And it's not about taking properties off of owners. What it is about ensuring the properties are back in use. In Amsterdam, they understand that kind of vacancy dereliction route. So in Amsterdam, they have a rule that after 6 months of vacancy, the local authorities, the gemeente in Amsterdam, that they will contact the owner, talk to the owner, and then they'll work with the owner over the next 6 months to bring that property back into use. If the property doesn't come back into use within another 6 months, the local authorities will say, okay, we're not taking the property off you, but what we're doing is we're going to put tenants in. Okay, we'll work out all the contracts and all that, but at least your vacant property will be used. You'll get a rent from it, but it won't be falling into dereliction.
That's Dr. Frank O'Connor from the Derelict Ireland campaign. Very interesting report from
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.